because we're looking for a small stage to handle a couple of announcers and stuff like that when we do events as far as that goes, just to have music and as far as that goes, you know, a small band or something, local talent as far as that goes, come out and help us kick off the event. But that's as far as it's going to go. The next, as far as that goes, the campfire. We're going to have a community campfire where everybody can gather around and have, you know, just a nice, just quiet time to be able to, like I said, for our community. We're offering time for the UTVs, Jeep trails mainly. We're going to have down days where we're going to have our mountain bikers, hikers, horseback riders as well. We're opening it up to pretty much everybody as far as that goes. We don't want to single anybody out. We want to, you know, be able to family bring out their stuff and come out and play. If you don't have any stuff, we're going to have UTVs to ride, to rent, and Jeeps to rent as well. So.
You guys have anything to add right now? Or?
Not really, other than I agree with him. What was proposed, smaller scale.
Yeah, we've changed that as far as that goes. Like I said, when we came up with the master plan, I had never been doing this anything like this before. I was taking recommendations from Scott Ming of having the grandeur scheme from beginning to end of where it could be and possibly could go. And so we would have to ask for, you know, if we asked for six and we only got six, then we have to come back and ask for two more if we needed it. So this way, we put it on the kind of the grandeur scale, but we're narrowing it back, the location, as we get some clearing and stuff done. The ravines and stuff are playing a part in that sizing that down. So as far as where our plateaus go in the first initial phase of the project is the 10 square acres that we have for the building, the parking lot, and the RV sites as far as that goes. We're going to be looking at probably, I would say roughly, 10, 15 RV sites there?
Yeah, I'd start off with
probably that, as far as that goes right there. So just as the plateaus, taking precautions there. So.
All right. You have anything additional, or
I agree with both what they're saying. You know, we're appreciative of the area and what we're able to do here. There's hopes of being able to not only bring, you know, finances to the community, to the county, and to through what we're able to offer to not only the local but also the tourism market. And so we hope to have relationship and build like a long-term relationship as we're here and as we grow. We do realize that we're going to grow together if that's possible. And it's something that we do look forward to.
Okay. Well, I've got a good idea that we've got several people in here that have signed up to speak in reference to this. So why don't you guys go ahead and have a seat, and then we'll let them speak, and then you can come back up afterwards and address any concerns. So do we have anyone that's signed up in the audience to speak on behalf or for the application? For the application? Do you want to come on up?
Thank you. Probably in a room by myself, it seems. But
your name, sir?
John Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah, and my land attaches to their land. Lived here my whole life, so I do understand people's concerns and ideas of having something like this move into the area. Noise, watershed, whatever your concerns may be. I will draw attention to this is a very large expanse of land. Whoever buys this large expanse of land is going to develop it. They're not going to buy it to breed squirrels. So anymore in the community that we live in, Johnny Morris is right across the road. If he didn't jump on it, I'm sure someone else would. And realistically, if he didn't, I would rather hear a couple side-by-sides drive by occasionally than to have a subdivision or a trailer court there. I mean, it's going to be developed sooner or later. It is what it is. There's nothing we can do to stop it, but that's the way my piece is. I would rather it be more land and wooded and enjoyed by families other than seeing the whole thing wiped. I mean, we know how Big Cedar does it. I mean, that whole place would be wiped, and you'd have everybody under the sun working in there. In 6 months' time, you'd have a whole community, which it is what it is. But the
And where's your parcel to the property?
If you see that slender portion on the right-hand side, I've got 40 that cuts off through there. Yeah, you're right on it. The cursor's right on it. But so, I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. I'd rather see this go in and, you know, I mean, everybody's probably familiar with Cloud 9. It's a nice place. I mean, you know, it's a good family-orientated place to be. That's what it sounds like this is going towards, and, you know, on a smaller scale to start with. But I don't know. That's my take on it anyway.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Okay. Those in opposition, do you have a, like, who goes first kind of scenario, or just want to start here and we'll work our way back? You want to start?
Sure. Do we have to give the paper?
No, just okay. What's your name?
My name's Michael Haldeman, here with my wife, Rosalyn. We live at 2500 Pine Top Road. So by road, it would be approximately 3 miles to the corner of Aspen and JJ where the property begins. Okay. Our concern is, number one, we can't lose sight of what Mr. Anderson says. Somebody's going to develop it. Okay. That's where our concern begins. If this property is approved by the planning board, we're wondering what's going to come next and next and next. There's property all along 65 Highway and 14 and other places that aren't as popular with or populated with family homes. Okay, where we live out in that area, we're wondering how many more attractions will be drawn by this business, if you all approve it. And building upon, as they shared, that, well, they'll draw upon the Branson tourism, and next thing you know, right up at the top, which you all don't control, of JJ and Pine Top Road, there's a private hunt club, okay, shooting range that is privately owned, okay? Well, now there's shooting range there. There'll be shooting range at JJ and Aspen. Drawing on these families, we're wondering when the next businesses come before you, and then there's 3, there's 5, there's 10. Now out in a 10-mile area, there's 20 more recreational businesses all claiming that, wow, you can come to Branson, and it's so busy in there. Well, come out here to our little piece of quiet, which won't be quiet anymore, and enjoy all of these family recreational areas. And so my wife and my concern is that why here? Yeah, there's 1,500 acres. But where does it stop? And do we need to, there's a family, I hope they're here, but if not, there's family living right across the road that put their house up for sale. Nobody's going to buy it across from there. But we're wondering how soon we need to sell so that we can move out of our 70 acres and 6,000 square foot house and actually reclaim some of the money we put in it before all these other businesses come before you claiming to be family friendly and going to bring money to the Taney County organization. Thank you.
Thank you. Next row, anyone signed up? We're going to stay on this side of the room. So none on that row. Next row. Sir, I guess you're next.
Sorry about to speak later, Mr. Chairman.
Did you sign up
to speak?
For this, yeah, we're trying to go row by row. So if you're interested in speaking,
I'd like to speak later. That's all right.
You're in that row. If you're going to speak, you need to speak now, please.
I tell you what, I've been down this road before with you, Mr. Chairman, and I don't think there's anything in your rules or regulations that says when I have to speak.
Well, I don't think you have the opportunity to choose when you speak either.
No, I don't think there's anything in your rules or regulations that says when I have to speak.
I would agree with that.
If there is, you explain that to me.
I would totally agree.
There's Robert's Rules of Order that pertains to that.
Sir, I would agree 100%, but we agreed to go row by row back, and then we're going to go this direction here. So.
Well, I'll move over here to the back then.
If you want to come up.
Good evening. My name is Ron Daniels. I live at 4500 State Highway JJ, directly across from Aspen Road. This project was kind of a surprise to me, and because we saw a lot of roads being dozed in and really didn't know what was going on, and found out later that it was a proposed UTV park. I'm not opposed to side-by-sides. I'm not opposed to shooting ranges. I'm not opposed to development because development in this area is what supported my family for the last 40-plus years. But I do have concerns about the fact that JJ Highway is not a high-volume road by any means. I can see there being problems with trucks and trailers pulling UTVs on the back or travel trailers being pulled down through there. It's going to be a hazard. To be honest, we live right across the road, and there are some dust and noise concerns because we sat out on the front porch last summer when they were doing, or in the fall when they were doing some of their test rides, and we could plainly hear them and see the tops of them across the road and see some dust. So, just other than having a real concern about the increase in traffic, public safety, I really don't have anything else to add other than I'm not, until they show a business plan, some considerations on how the extra traffic will be handled, what they'll have in place for emergency action in case there's an accident on the property. And he mentioned Clyde 9. I've been to Clyde 9 before. I haven't went back because most of the people there are drinking beer. I'm not opposed to drinking beer, but they probably shouldn't be drinking beer and riding UTVs at the same time, and that seems to be what happens around these places. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else on this side? How about over here, front row? Are you signed up?
Yes, sir. I'm Larry Summers. I live on Pine Top Road. 616 is our address. But we've got 200 acres right there in the corner. And since all this has started, the UTVs coming up and down Pine Top has already started increasing. The noise and just the development itself is quite concerning, as Ron just talked about the traffic and everything coming out through there, because it's small roads. Most of them are just barely over county. So that's what our major concerns are, and the noise. So.
All right. Appreciate that. Next row.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for letting us come up and speak. My name is Mike Plant. I live just on the west side on Arnold Road from the property where it's going on. A few of my concerns are, JJ is a bike trail. I know a majority of these people in here were in a text thread. Hey, every time we're going home from work, there's bikers on the road. Watch out for it. It's pretty dangerous with all those bikers. So we do a great job of texting, letting you know, hey, there's 7 bikers. Be looking for them out there. The older couple on the tandem bike are riding today. Watch out for them. Roads are super narrow, it's like everybody else here has said, so it's kind of difficult out there. They've mentioned Cloud 9, and I'm not against side-by-sides. I'm not against shooting. I had 5 or 6 race side-by-sides. I've been over there, and I know everyone promotes the family thing. They're super loud. I've stayed over there. They're riding at night. They're drinking. The big concern, I think, for me is, like, they're putting the campsites and some of those things, which I think is great in some areas. Where we're at, I think just about every neighbor behind me has horses. I have horses, and I think one gentleman had mentioned they were already running side-by-sides, people coming out looking. And I don't know if these people were associated with the people doing it, but we've already had 3 or 4 come flying down our road, loud as can be. My horses ran through a fence, had to fix the fence for the neighbor, put the horses back in. Like I said, they might not be associated with them, but I've been there, been around a lot of them. It can get pretty loud and noisy. Cloud 9, I don't know how many hundreds they have every weekend out there. With the roads, if you look on the Arkansas side, you come up from Omaha, there's a sign on the Arkansas side that says no semis, no dump trucks and stuff like that. You see that on that end. When I was going with, I've got 3 buddies who go over to Cloud 9 every weekend, they have toter homes and massive semis. or big old, you know, campers that are toy haulers that are 50 foot long. That's what I had. So there's going to be a ton of noise.